straight in the world, and it is worth fighting for, and it is worth bleeding for, and if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
All right, Michael, you there?
I'm here, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so I love everything that you guys have been doing. Public Square, I think it's genius. Just the fact that God is aligning the timing for you guys to even pull something off like this. We'll get into Target and all that here in a minute. What was the motivation? How did you do it? And because you guys are essentially like taking on Amazon, Walmart, all these things, like these massive giants. What led to that decision, and how did you find the faith to take on these giants?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, the story of this actually goes all the way back to 2014, because I've witnessed for a long time, especially the last decade, corporate entity after corporate entity seemingly turn against my Judeo-Christian values, turn against my faith. And I know that there are tens of millions of Americans that share that conviction with me, that we're tired of seeing corporate entity after corporate entity preach against our values. They've hyper-politicized the marketplace, whether it be Amazon, Target, Starbucks, some of these major corporate conglomerates even. Ultimately, in the process, what's been needed is a network of solutions, because I'm not a depressed guy. I'm not a hopeless guy. I'm trying to think forward to the future and dream of a better future for my child and my family and families around the nation. But unfortunately, it's like corporate America has turned into this political fight. I started witnessing that a decade ago, but in 2014, I was driving in St. Louis, Missouri, and was visiting some family members. It was a Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., and I remember looking to the side of the road, and I saw a Chick-fil-A. It had a two-hour line out the door, and I was so fascinated by that. It was 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. What the heck is a two-hour line doing outside of Chick-fil-A? They had lawn chairs, umbrellas, the whole nine. So I pull over, and I Google what's happening at Chick-fil-A today. Turns out it was National Protest Chick-fil-A Day.
Right. What was interesting? I remember that. Yeah.
You remember this? Yeah. So what was interesting is that there were only like five protesters out front. The two-hour line out the door, these were consumers that were taking time out of their jobs to buy a chicken sandwich. And I was so fascinated. And I remember in that moment sitting there and really having a conversation with God of like, what the heck is going on here? This is something unlike anything I've ever seen, but I was so intrigued and enthralled. And I realized in that moment that this was far deeper than the purchase of a chicken sandwich. This group of consumers felt like their values were finally represented in the marketplace. In an age of woke capital that began to emerge, of companies preaching at us about gender ideology, here's Chick-fil-A that was saying, you know what? No, we're staying closed on Sunday. We believe these things about marriage. Sorry, but we're just going to do it. And in the process, in hindsight, that was the most successful day Chick-fil-A had ever had to date.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, whoever can one day figure out a way to mobilize that group of consumers to support businesses like that with any sort of regular cadence is going to win and win really big. It'll fundamentally change the economy. Because for a long time, the economy was whatever's quickest, fastest, cheapest, most convenient. Now, the economy shifted to who makes my products? Where do they come from? How are they sourced? What are the values of the founder? And in the process of that transition, there have been so many consumers like me that have been left out in the cold because no companies are talking to us anymore. If you're a Christian conservative woman from the Midwest, there's not one brand in the country that's trying to talk to you. So finally, filled with enough kind of burdening frustration and needing a solution, in January of 2021, I had this idea for what if we could actually create a digital online community for consumers to come together that had similar values, that love this country, love the freedoms that have made it special, love the Constitution and the values it protects. They could actually shop in alignment with those values with vendors that would be vetted in alignment with those values. And then the vendors could actually give discounts to the consumers for going there. So it's kind of a cool incentive membership club. We could make the whole program free by encouraging businesses to pay for advertising to generate revenue, but they could join for free. And I just had all these visions of what this digital public square could be. That was January of 21. Now I'm proud to say that just over 2 years later, we are the nation's largest marketplace of businesses and consumers, all driven by the same values. We have over 50,000 vendors on the platform. Millions of consumer business interactions every single week take place on the app. And we are just getting started.
What's going on, everybody? Look, I don't know about you. Flashlights, good flashlights, are absolutely vital for me and my family. Not only in my time in the military, but just in general. I don't want these little flashlights that die at the drop of the hat. I want flashlights that literally burn the face of the sun across the room. And I also want flashlights that if somebody's breaking into my house, I can find them really fast and really quick. Also, with everything that's going on with Target and everything like this, it is time that we put our money and vote with our wallet with companies that have Christian values and have American values. And that's why I love my M5 flashlight with PowerTech. I put it in my pocket all the time. I've got another one that it's even bigger, better. It literally is like the sun next to the nightstand, just in case. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You need to go and you need to support the companies that are standing for the right things. If you have flashlights in your home, we all do. If you are in the law enforcement community or the firefighter community or the military community or your spouses, et cetera, you need to invest in PowerTech because they're a Christian conservative company, a pro-America, pro-Jesus company that believes in protecting you and believes in shining the light of the sun for whatever reason you may need it to be. So I'm asking you right now to go support PowerTech. All you got to do is go to powertac.com. That's powertac.com and use the discount code Graham. That's G-R-A-H-A-M to get 20% off your purchase. These guys are on public square. These are the right kind of people that you want. But if you go to powertac.com, that's powertac.com, you'll get an additional 20% off with the promo code Graham. So go to powertac.com, promo code Graham today. Wow, that's crazy. 2 years. Yeah, it's crazy to me, A, what God can do, one. But B, how hungry people are for this kind of thing. And I'd love your opinion on this. I think there are far more people than we realize. There are people, in my opinion, that are tolerant, and I say that with the, you know, the quote unquotes there. They're tolerant to things, but now things have started getting so bad, so extreme, so evil, and in my opinion, and this is Dear America, so we can talk about these things, so honestly demonic in those ways, yep, in my opinion as well. Even like centrists, right, are sitting there going, oh, hold on a minute, you know, like I'm all about people living their lives how they want to live it, but whoa, like like now we're really starting to get out of hand here. And to me, their biggest mistake, and I'd love your thought on this, was when they went after our children. And they've been going after our children for a long time, but when they stopped hiding it and they just so blatantly were going after our children. And I think that's what has led to this Target response. Target has not been a friend to Christian values for a long time, but this just open attack, like huge things put together in front of the store the second you walk in, directly pointed at our children. That seems to be what has really tipped it over the edge here. What are your thoughts about that?
No, I couldn't agree more. I think that the actions as of late from companies like Bud Light, Target, Starbucks, these companies blatantly supporting gender ideology and transgenderism, not only was appalling in and of itself, because it's like, wait, how far have we fallen, guys? Why can't you just focus on making a product? But it was tipped completely over the edge when all of a sudden that marketing was specifically targeted at children. So for Target to come out with tucking underwear for children is an absurd slap in the face of every concerned parent in the country. And truthfully, I believe it should be illegal. I don't think you should be able to talk to kids about sexuality. We used to say that that was a criminal offense. If you're an adult that's trying to market to kids based upon sexual acts that they would conduct with their genital, like, no way you're allowed to do that. Yeah, now, all of a sudden, that's one of the pinnacles of Target's marketing. So I think that this has been a major call to arms to parents. And we like to say all the time that we're not political, we're principled. And I don't mean to say that we are neutral. We're not. We're very much an advocate of a set of core values. My point is that this goes far deeper than politics. This is not red versus blue. It's not right versus left. This is good versus evil. And one of the most fulfilling days in this journey for me, Graham, was when a concerned parent reached out And she was a small business owner. And she said, you know what? I'm actually joining my business to this platform. But I got to tell you, I've been a Democrat for years. Like, I'm not a super political person. I always kind of considered myself sort of a Kennedy classical liberal. And yet I'm just witnessing corporate America move away from me. And then here I come to Public Square and you guys are so hopeful and you're positive and you're not trying to indoctrinate my kids and you love your country and you talk about the Constitution a lot. And I'm starting to shift. Like, I used to feel like I belonged in the sort of liberal movement and they completely left me behind. And I'll finish with this, Graham. That woman, among so many others, felt really welcomed at our platform. And what I'll say is that for me, I say often, I wasn't drawn to this because of politics. In fact, I'm not even like a super controversial dude. I'm like a normal guy from 2006.
Right.
But the country has become so distorted, and with it, these oligarchic companies that have become so distorted, that when you have the CEO of Target coming out and saying woke capitalism is, quote, the future, and then taking it further to send an email, we got leaked an email from Target insiders this morning. They have an email that gets sent out to all the employees called Briefly. And the Briefly email this morning, instead of saying, you know what, sorry guys, we screwed up by targeting kids with sexual language and we shouldn't have done that, we made a mistake here. Instead of that, they said, we stand with our LGBTQIA plus 2A spirit. And today we want to commemorate the third anniversary of the death of George Floyd. And if you need all these mental health resources, here you go. They are doubling down. And it is the duty and obligation of consumers that view the world the way that we do. Proverbs 3:9, honor God with your wealth. It's really hard to honor God with our wealth when we are still spending money with the corrupted systems of man. We've got to find different businesses in a hopeful posture that will spend money in alignment with our worldview so that we know that we're changing the country with the power of our wallet.
I love everything about what you said. Touching base on the first part, this is not at its core a political company, at its core. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, if you're a Christian company with morals, you are put in that position. Here's what I think is going on. And what I love about your company, and there's a lot of... there's a lot of other companies, not in the same realm as you, but there's a lot of other people that are slowly starting to figure this out, that there is a turning going on. And what I mean by that is, I mean, we've all read the Bible. We know how this ends up in the end, but God calls us to be salt and light. Salt was a preservative. We are supposed to preserve the decay or delay the decay of society as long as possible. But that's not a left or a right thing. That's just a moral thing. And I think what a lot of people are looking for, especially Democrats here lately, the left, is they're looking for, I think they're realizing, like, okay, we see where that this has gotten out of control now. You know, like we let a fox into the hen house at this thing. You know, that's one of my favorite movies. Well, it's a good and a bad movie. The Founder, right? Have you ever seen that movie about McDonald's? And there's that part where Nick Offerman, he's one of the original McDonald brothers, and he realizes now what Ray Kroc truly is. And he's like, you know, we let a wolf into the hen house. I feel like a lot of people, whether they are conservatives or whether they're Christians or not, just good people that have the distinguishment between right and wrong, they're like, okay, this thing's gotten a little too far. And now they're looking so desperately for companies like yourself, because me, look, man, I'm a guy. I like my workout clothes. I used to like going to Dick's Sporting Goods and Nike and all these other things. And there comes a point where you're like, good Lord, what are we supposed to wear? What are we supposed to do? Like, where are we supposed to get all of these things? And there's just been helplessness for so long. And so long, people have been begging me for, Graham, where do we go? I don't want to support Nike. I don't want to support Target. I don't want to support Starbucks. Where do we go to find these places? And I think it's amazing that you guys tapped into that. How did you go about finding these companies?
Well, in the early days, Graham, it started with a lot of door knocking. So 18 months ago, when we were launching what's called the MVP, so your minimum viable product, basically your stage one of your tech. When we were launching that in San Diego, California, we literally had a team of volunteers that went around door to door, and they would ask a series of questions of the owner of the business. about their values. And at the time, we were also in the heart of COVID. And so there was a real clear need for businesses that would not force us to infringe our own constitutional liberties in order to shop with them or to get employed by them. So we actually asked businesses, are you willing to refuse any sort of mandates? You know, don't enforce them. And so we had businesses that originally were drawn to the platform because they said, hey, the Constitution is too important to let these values fall by the wayside. You do not have to wear a mask to enter this store. You do not have to get vaccinated to enter this place. You do not have to get vaccinated to work for us. You know, that was the original, one of the original values that was really important in the set of values questions that we asked. And it was really grassroots. When we launched in San Diego, we had 150 businesses and about 1,000 consumers. And today we're over 50,000 vendors 18 months mm-hmm. later. And the way that that's happened has been because what started as a small little brush fire turned into a raging wildfire, compounded by the fact that corporate entity after corporate entity is making our job a lot easier because they're reminding us every single day of why we need alternatives. That paired with an incredible group of concerned mothers and fathers and activists and regular people that just are tired of this. That movement that's grown in hopeful positivity about a better future has really multiplied day by day. So we used to absolutely flip out when we'd have 20 businesses join in a day. Now, today, in the last 24 hours, we've had over 2,000 new businesses join the platform. And all of that is because the word is spreading. Normal people are standing up and saying they're tired of this. And it's our responsibility to now execute in such a way that they have a marketplace that is high in quality, that has alternatives to all the products you may need. In fact, if you go to publicsq.com right now and you head to our featured page, you'll see there's like a ditch target guide that has a bunch of alternatives for you. We don't want to just boycott. We want to show you the actual better alternatives. Right. So if you're looking for toilet paper, trash bags, household cleaning supplies, if you're looking for your daily utensils, if you're looking for skincare, shirts, clothing, athletic wear, we have these alternatives on the platform. We even have new banks. In fact, Public Square, we bank with a bank that we found on our own app. Wow. And it's really neat to watch how these businesses have come to this in droves because they're recognizing that this is a group of hungry consumers that have been unaddressed for too long, and they're ready to support businesses that'll support them.
President Trump recently issued a warning from his Mar-a-Lago home, quote, "Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There are three reasons the central banks are dumping the U.S. dollar: inflation, deficit spending, and our insurmountable national debt. The fact is, there is one asset that has withstood famine, wars, and political and economical upheaval dating back to biblical times, and that is gold. And you can own it in a tax-sheltered retirement account with the help of Birch Gold. Whether you've got money on the side, you've got savings, you want to protect you and your family, all you need to do is text the word Graham to 989898 right now for a free info kit. There's no tricks. There's no gimmicks. It's absolutely free, and they will hold your hand through the whole process. Think about this. When currency fails and gold is a safe haven, how much more time does the dollar have? Protect your savings with gold like I did. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers. Text the word Graham to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. Again, text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. So you guys have essentially created a marketplace that people can truly get lost in. Honestly, I mean, if we're just being honest, moral companies, like, you know, you can call it Christian conservative, you can call it good or bad, but moral companies. And that's, I think a lot of times when people like tell people, hey, you need to go download this app, it's for like one thing specifically, right? Like it's this one thing. You guys have created a place. I didn't even know that. Like banks are located on the app. Like that's amazing, but that's also like crazy to think about that there is this place that people can go to where they don't have to be buckled down by the weight of, okay, yes, I don't want to support these things, but I also have to feed my children. I also have to clothe my children. Like I also have to bank somewhere. Like where do we find that? Man, I will say this. It can't be, I know that you're a Christian man of faith like myself. An idea like that and the favor to be able to create something like that truly has to be God-led, in my opinion.
Well, I certainly feel that way. And to take it even further, I would say that the only reason I'm doing this is because of my faith. In fact, it would be way too difficult and way too challenging and way too exhausting without the grace of God at our back. Yep. It's sort of like Moses when he was going out and God offered the angels. And he's like, no, no, no. It's just the angels are not enough. Like, if you're not coming with me, Lord, I'm not going. And that's sort of how we felt as a team. You know, we felt really strongly that, God, if you're going to call us to this, this is going to be the hardest thing we ever could have dreamed of. And boy, it has blown that out of the water. If we're going to do this, you need to help us, because I'm not taking another step unless we have the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. Wow. And I'll say too, Graham, in the process, you know, there have been so many unique open doors that man could never have manufactured. God is the one opening these doors. It doesn't make sense that, you know, 28 months from the idea even coming up, we're where we are today. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we would have nearly a million consumer members on the platform with actual accounts that are engaging in this thing and spending time with businesses, and that that's growing how it's growing with very little marketing spend. Like, we don't have the budget of a Yelp. You know, we've been growing. We definitely don't have the budget of an Amazon, but we're growing in such a way that's really dependent on the Lord. And in the way that he's opened up doors, I am nothing but grateful. And I'll tell you too, Graham, that building software is really hard. It breaks consistently. It's living and breathing. You'll have stuff happen overnight and you've got to address it, because software is living, breathing. It's not like, you know, building a watch or a shoe that has like a reliability to it that you can just count on. Software is nitty gritty. And every time you add something to it, you run the risk that you'll break something in the process. And so you're kind of always moving forward. You're always grinding. You know, Ron DeSantis's announcement on Twitter, like, Spaces showcase the vulnerability of tech. That's just the reality. Yeah. And so it's our responsibility also to remain at peace, void of anxiety, knowing that, God, you've got us. We're going to continue to grind. We're going to continue to work harder than anybody else on the planet. We're going to produce great updates to the platform every week. We're working on e-commerce right now, so you can actually conduct all your transactions with one shopping cart within the platform. We're building our own products to service our consumers in greater ways. Like, we're going to run. We're going to run. But at the end of the day, none of this works with all the factors at place unless God is leading this pioneering journey.
Well, I mean, I think that's the greatest thing I've heard in a long time, and I couldn't agree more. Michael, where can people go to A, get this, B, find out what's going on, and let everybody know where they can go to find this amazing product that you guys have created?
Happy to, Graham. So you can sign up for free at publicsq.com. Whether you're a business or a consumer, you can join the platform there. You can also, if you go to publicsq.com, see pretty quickly that we have links to the App Store and Google Play. So whether you're on iOS or Android, you can utilize the apps as well for your mobile device. So whether you're doing some browsing on your couch in the evening, looking for new gifts for a friend, or you're out and about and looking for a quick access to a product in your local community, we've got you covered. We just are getting started, and we'd love for you to join the journey with us. So publicsq.com is the best place to go, and we'd love it if you take part.
Well, that's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. I promised you that I wouldn't just give you complaints and talk about boycotts. I promised you that I would give you an alternative to actually stand firm. And Michael, the team over at Public Square, you guys have done it. Thanks so much for coming on the show. You're going to be a regular. I'm so looking forward to what God's going to do to Public Square, do for you guys. And I love what God's doing in the country. That's all we have for this episode. And we'll see you all again next time.